It's The Home Run with Lee Dixon. Thanks for coming. Now, today is World Suicide Prevention Day, and to raise awareness and mark today, there is an event happening in Burnie this evening, Out of the Shadows and Into the Light. Giovanna Simpson is part of the event and joins me now on The Home Run. Hello.
Hello, Lee. How are you going?
Well, thank you very much. It's been a big week, and it's culminating in tonight's event in Burnie. Now, this is the Out of the Shadows, Into the Light awareness walk. Can you tell us how this day and this event came about?
Yeah, look, it's a wonderful walk, and it's, Lifeline Australia do an incredible job Australia-wide, and this walk is done in all different cities across Australia as well, Lee, so that's really good. But our brainchild here is the lovely Debbie King. She's been running this event now for quite some time. I'm just purely the MC, but also a big advocate for youth suicide prevention as well, of course. So we're starting off the afternoon at 5:30, Lee. You've probably got the run sheet there, but starting off at 5:30, got a bit of a saucy sizzle and things like that as well. There will be services provided there as well this afternoon. And then we kick off our walk. I'll do a bit of an introduction, and then we'll kick off our walk shortly after 6, and we'll... The walk's beautiful, actually. Lee, have you done it before?
I haven't, no, but I have been meaning to get along. It's kind of doesn't match up with my working hours at the moment, sadly.
Yeah, that's right. It won't either. So we walk along the boardwalk right there in front of the Burnie Foreshore. We actually go to the Foreshore restaurant. We've got a nice, we have a bagpiper there, I think, that does a little piece. Then we have a minute silence as well, and we head back. And we will have reflection poems and music and at the centre of the semicolon garden there. So it's a really good time to reflect. Lee, so many of us have lost loved ones to suicide. It continues to happen. The Northwest Coast is really, really high in its numbers, and we're just trying to do everything that we can to get it out there, but also to support families, Lee, that have lost their loved ones.
And that's what it is. It's a massive group of support for those that have been impacted by suicide at one point or other in their life. And to some, it does supply some kind of closure.
Yeah, it does in a way. And it's really nice there. We've got the semicolon garden. Now, obviously, the thing around that is a semicolon is what an author uses when he chooses not to end his sentence. And that's the meaning behind that semicolon garden. And we have plaques there. So families that have lost loved ones to suicide can actually get a plaque, organise a plaque through Deb. And it's like a memorial garden. So it's a really beautiful spot. And you can go and sit there and sort of relax. And we've also got all the details there, Lee, of numbers that you can contact. So your Lifeline, Beyond Blue, things like that. So it's a lovely spot. And we encourage people, Lee, as well, if they would like to bring photos, of their loved ones to carry with them or, whatever they might want to do, we're more than supportive and we're there to help.
Now, here at the Burnie event, this has grown over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And as I said, Deborah King, she is a bit of a mastermind behind this, and she's been working to the bone, really, to get this organised. And, it's grown so much. But the sad fact is, Lee, is it's probably grown because we are getting more deaths by suicide.
Mm, mm.
So, and that's not what we want. So we want people to be able to reach out. We want families to be able to share their stories together and maybe connect through their grief. That's the aim of it. And we really need to just, keep on top of it and just take step by step, to changing.
Who is invited along to tonight's walk?
Well, anyone's invited along, so it is a community walk. The Honourable Deputy Premier Jeremy Rockliffe will be there to open the event, but anyone is invited to this walk. Now, you do not have to have had someone that you've lost by suicide. It might be a friend. You might be friends with someone who's lost someone. It's really an open invitation. All they need to do, Lee, is head online. They can go to the Out of the Shadows Into the Light Facebook page, and you can go on to Burnie Tickets as well just to secure your spot. It's really more about COVID safety as well, so we know where you are. We can contact Tracy on that as well. And I think it's just a gold coin, I think it is this time, just to help so we can actually, continue to run the event as well. $2 donation it is.
Yeah.
5:30 till 8.
Yeah, burnietickets.com.au, 5:30 till 8. Weather's questionable this week. Do you have a wet weather plan, or are you going to go ahead regardless?
No, we go ahead. Look, I'll tell you what, Lee, I have been emceeing this event for many years now, and I have battled all types of weather. So it's looking okay at the moment, but even if it rains, Lee, it will still go ahead because, it makes no difference, does it? So, hopefully we'll see everyone there, Lee, and thanks for spreading the word.
Good on you, Giovanna Simpson, Deputy Mayor of Burnie, and of course, MC at tonight's event. And if you do need help, Lifeline Australia 13 11 14. This is the Home Run.